Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts Park for the opening series of this year's Connecticut Twilight League season. We come to you from Dunkin' Donuts Park, Hartford, Connecticut, as the opening series begins here on the Dodgers Network. But for the next 2 days, it's the Twilight League Network. Tonight, we see the Dodgers taking on the Elmer's Angels, first pitch coming about 7 minutes. The following game will be the runner-ups for the championship last year, the Bristol Knights. They'll be taking on the Southington Aftershock. That game following this one, that game, the predicted time, about an 8:30 first pitch, right here from Dunkin' Donuts Park in Hartford, Connecticut. Let's get with the starting lineups tonight. First for the Angels, starting in center field, number 44, Kyle Maglio. At second base, number 3, Marshall Carter. At shortstop, number 14, Scott Kelleher. At catcher, number 24, Mike Dean. Starting at the designated hitter will be Mark Cummins. Then at third base, it's number 1, Tom Meucci. Then the extra hitter, Jared Flommer. And at right field, Dante Maddock. First base, Nick Magulis. And at center field, it's Jason Viglione. Starting for the Dodgers, starting on the hill will be Quantique White. Then Nico Piscopo, one of the designated hitters. Number 17 will be batting first. Then in right field, it's number 27, Kez Douglas. Left field, number 21, Brandon Pierce. At first base, it's Vinny Derubis. Then at second base, number 26, Zach Sager. He was the catcher last year. Jordan English will be starting at third base. Number 25, Nate Rossi, will be starting as the catcher. At shortstop, it'll be number 3, Dan Sullivan. Number 15, Ricky Brown, is the pinch runner. And number 16, Nico Spuch, is batting in the 10th spot as the extra hitter. Dodgers playing as the home team tonight. They'll be getting set. So the Dodgers will be as the home team, and the Angels will be batting in the top half of the first inning. We get set for another exciting season of baseball, the doubleheader tonight. And tomorrow we hope you join us back here again, starting at 3:30, as all the new teams will begin play, as including the Fat Orange Cap Brewers, defending league champions. There was some news in the offseason. The Chicago Sam's Orioles and the Burreal Realty Indians no longer exist. Those teams have merged to become the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill Indians. That was followed by 3 new additions to the league. That was followed up by the Terryville Black Sox, the Great Falls Gators, and a new expansion team out of New Britain featuring a lot of the old Burreal Realty Indians known as the New Britain Hurricanes. They'll be playing out at New Britain High School. But 3 new additions, including the Terryville Black Sox, who won the Tri-State League not too long ago. So coming into today's game, it should be exciting. Opening series brought to you by the Arch 2 Sports Bar and Grill, the Fat Orange Cat Brewery, and Elmer's Place out in New Britain, Connecticut. We'll be back in around 4 minutes with the expected first pitch between the Elmer's Angels and the Weathersfield Dodgers. It's game 1 of the 2020 season here at the kickoff series from Dunkin' Donuts Park. And here we go. It's time for Dodger baseball as the Weathersfield Dodgers begin to take the field again, playing as the home team tonight. Here from Dunkin' Donuts Park, the opening series getting underway. And so the Angels getting set. Angels in the red jerseys, Dodgers in the blue. The following game, starting around 8:30, that will be between the Bristol Knights and the Southington Aftershock. Bristol just fell 2-0 in the championship series at Muzzy Field. That was between them and the Fat Orange Cap Brewers. It was the first time in Twilight League history that we had seen a mercy rule in game number 2 and 1 for the Twilight League championship. So a big year last year. It was their first title. And now with 3 new teams in town, including the merger of the Chicago Sam's Orioles and the Burreal Realty Indians. We did lose a team, however. The Singing Surgeons no longer in the league. However, they have a sister sort of club out in Boston in their men's pro league. So still an organization, but here in the Twilight League, Singing Surgeons, who had around an 80-plus year history in the Twilight League, bouncing around. No longer here. The year they do not play is going to be 2020. Top of the first, set to get underway. Batting first will be Kyle Maglio. So Maglio will be batting, and the final warm-up pitches as he will take to the plate. And getting started here from Dunkin' Donuts Park. Last time we were here, it was around July for the Summer Classic. Last year, the Dodgers lost to the Glastonbury Pirates. That was a 5-4 game. The Pirates would win that game. And Kyle Maglio is stepping in. He's number 44 tonight, starting in center field. And getting started here for the Dodgers. And ready to go here. The windup and the pitch on the way. It's fouled back and into the netting. Fouled up and away along the first baseline. One strike to open the 2020 series. First pitch around 6:07 p.m. here tonight. So June 24th, 6:07, the 2020 season begins. Getting started. Here's the pitch. And that one, I believe, called low. Ball one. A 1-1 pitch here. Soon to be on the way. Starting on the hill, Quantico White. And swung on and missed. Strike number two and a good pitch by the Dodgers. And he kicks and deals the 1-2. Low, ball number two, and it gets away. It's number 25 in the catching position for the Dodgers here tonight. With two balls, two strikes. He kicks and deals the payoff pitch. Low, ball three, and a full count. The first at-bat of the season, top of the first. Looking for that first walk here. 3-2. Oh, just outside, and that'll be a base on balls there. And the runner gets to first. With that, that brings up Marshall Carter. He's in the second base spot today. And starting in the second base spot, batting number two, and a runner on first. Getting set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined down the middle. Picked up by the shortstop. He fires a second for one. First, they know. Just close. And he beats out the throw. He'll bat into a fielder's choice. One away with Scott Kelleher coming to bat. And one away, a runner on first still, and nearly a double play. And just not the play they wanted to have here. Here's the pitch. Called strike number one. And so he gets him here.
There must be more than one lot around here.
And an 0-1 pitch. He checks first. Settles in. And he goes with a pickoff. He'll be safe at first. Only one away here. And a good opportunity to turn two. Failed to do that the last time. That ball was ripped up the middle just past the pitcher's mound. Pitch on the way. Cracks it. Oh, what a catch. Throw it first. He got him. Unbelievable. And what a way to start. And that goes from 1-3. Unbelievable. Rips it up the middle. The pitcher makes the catch, fires to first, and gets the double play. What a way to end the top half of the first, and that was right at his head. He was lucky he put the glove up in time, and that will bring an end to the top half of the first. And no hits, one left on base with one walk, no runs scored. We'll be right back. Bottom half of the first here on the Dodgers Castbox Network. And gearing up for the bottom half of the first inning here from Dunkin' Donuts Park. And just once again, oh mercy, was that a double play that we just saw. A beautiful play, but here are the Angels warming up. Game one of two tonight, and then a triple header tomorrow starting at 3:30. Next game after that will be at 6, and then the final game of the opening series will be starting at 11:30. And getting set here on the Weathersfield Dodgers CastBox network. And just gearing up for the first starting lineup here in the batting order. Number 17, Nico Piscopo, starting as one of the designated hitters. Kez Douglas, who plays in the Empire Pro League, he'll be in the right field position, batting second. The left field, it's number 21, Brendan Pierce. Vinny DeRubies playing at first base. 26, Zach Sager, starting at second. Jordan English out at third. The catcher, number 25, Nate Rossi. Then it's shortstop Dan Sullivan. He's number three. He'll be batting around the eight position. In the ninth position, the pinch runner and also designated hitter, Ricky Brown, number 15. The Dodgers with the interesting strategy. Their center fielder not in the batting rotation, so they have a spot for three designated hitters. And then the last designated hitter, number 16, Nico Spuches, will be starting in the 10th position. But Nico Piscopo will started up here in the bottom half of the first inning. Number 15 on the hill for the Elmers Angels. No hits, one walk, one left on base. Actually, none left on base because of the double play. And the opening pitch at the bottom of the first. Down the middle, called strike one. And the 0-1 count to Piscopo. The windup and the 0-1. Called strike two, a little low, but no call on that one. An 0-2 pitch, or an 0-2 count. Here in the bottom half of the first, leadoff batter. He kicks and deals the 0-2. Fouled up into the netting behind home plate. And that will be Kez Douglas running out to go over and grab that one. Number 27, played in the Empire Pro League last year. Did not play a lot of last season in the Twilight League because he was in the Empire Pro League after the first few games. And that leaves you wondering, is that what this season is going to be like for him? Here comes the 0-2. Oh! Beans him in the shoulder. And he beans him, and that will bring up Kez Douglas. So Piscopo gets to first as he takes one for the team off the 0-2 pitch. Took four pitches on that one, one by a ball, or one was a ball. The other one got him. And getting set, Kez Douglas stands in the batter's box. Takes that one high and away, ball one. And settling in. Checks first. Wind up and the delivery. And it's a wild pitch, ball two. It gets away from him. Piscopo will stand up into second. And a stolen base for the Dodgers. So he steals second. And a 2-0 count. He's got to be a little rattled after he hit Piscopo. Delivered two balls back-to-back on this one. One getting away from the catcher. Settling in. Here's the pitch. And that one is cracked, going deep left field. It is hauled in around the track. And one put away, Brendan Pierce coming to bat. So number 21, Brendan Pierce, stands in. Pierce out in left field today. and getting set. One away, runner 180 feet from home. Checks second, throws. Oh, and he gets away from the catcher as that one was inside, but Nico will hold it second. That one just a bit inside and got away. And a 1-0 count. Here comes the 1-0. Again, inside, ball two. Dan Pierce just having to hop out of the way a little bit. And he kicks and delivers the 2-0 in the dirt, getting away. He will hold second again and a 3-0 count. And Pierce watching his pitches, biding his time here. And now a 3-0 count with one away and a runner on second. Do we see the second walk of the inning? Third walk of the game. The windup and the 3-0. Swung on, but it gets away. Piscopo will take third as he dives in there safe, and another stolen base. That was swung on and missed, however. So three balls, one strike, and a runner 90 feet from home. And here we go. The windup. And now the delivery. Cracked foul and into the dugout down the third base line. And with the 3-2 count, full count here. And the full count. Cracks it back foul. And he's staying alive here. And here we go, bottom of the first. One away, runner on third. And here comes the 3-2. Takes it outside, ball four. You got to think he's going to start wearing out this pitcher here. Took a lot just to get another man out to first. And with runners on the corners, that's actually going to be, I think that's Josh Below standing in. Runners on the corners. Pitch on the way. Strike one. And now kicks and delivers the 0-1. Runner goes for second. It is cracked, and it is shot foul. And that was hammered. And an 0-2 count. And the 0-2, cracked into left field. That will fall for a base hit. And that will be an RBI single. The ball gets away on third base. Runner's going to tag here. And they're going to get to second and third with the base hit. That sends a runner home and puts another on third. And the RBI double, that'll be the first hit of the game. Here comes Zach Sager. And Sager standing in. Delivery sends it low, ball one. And with a run scored here, it's 1-0. So Piscopo got on, hit by a pitch, stole second, stole third, a fly out into left. That was followed by another walk and then a double. That one low and away, ball two. Was followed by the RBI double. And now there are two in scoring position. What I have on the roster was that was Vinny DeRubis. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike one, and he hacked at it. And it's 2-1. Or a 2-1 count. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Fouled back. And just not able to get there in time. Strike two, as that was a foul ball. Down the first base line. It was a high pop-up. And now set for the 2-2 pitch. Cracked, going towards center field. That will be caught, but the runners will tag. One will hold at second, but another run will score with the sack fly into center. So another run scores, and it's 2-0 Dodgers. And this brings up Jordan English. And Jordan English standing in with a runner on second, two away, and a 2-0 lead for the Dodgers. Pitch on the way, ball one. Pitch on the way. Down the middle, strike one. So the 1-1 count with a 2-0 lead on the board. And the 1-1. Called strike two. And settling in, English ready to face the 1-2. And here comes the payoff pitch. Cracked down the third base line. He won't get a handle on it. It'll roll all the way past the base, throw to the plate. And he's called out. Out at the plate. That will result in the fielder's choice, and that ends the first half of the inning. The first inning. Through one, it's 2-0 Dodgers. And getting set here for the top half of the second inning, it's 2-0 Dodgers. However, the scoreboard says one. The opening series, opening game of the 2020 season right here from Dunkin' Donuts Park. And what a beautiful park this is. Top of the second, 24, Mike Dean will be coming to the plate. Dean doing the catching tonight. So getting ready here, and up to the plate comes Mike Dean. So he will walk up there. 2-0 lead for the Dodgers. And so here we go. Last inning we saw a walk, then a fielder's choice, and then an outstanding double play. Here's the windup and the opening pitch. Outside and low, ball number one. So with that first pitch, low and away, here's the second. Cracked, that'll go foul, but into the seats. Actually off the second deck along the first base line near the foul pole. He just hooked that one. 1-1 count. And here's the 1-1. Gets a piece of it, and it's a low roller towards the infield. Throw to first. Got him. So one away. And that brings up Mark Cummings. It's number 18 tonight. Designated hitter. Really followed by Tom Maiucci. That went down the middle. Strike one. A beautiful pitch. The 0-1, hit, but it's foul down the third baseline, strike two. So an 0-2 count, one away, nobody on. Top half of the second inning. Remember, seven inning games here in the Twilight League. So they will not play the full nine innings, but still rather long games. The windup, the payoff pitch on the way. Gets a piece of it down towards first. He'll actually... No! And he's safe. A single. The first baseman, instead of flipping it to the pitcher out on first base, tried to dive in there and beat Cummings to the base. He did not get that one. And that brings up Tom Maiucci, who's wearing number one. He's starting off in third base, so he's playing the hot corner. One on, one out. What should have been a routine play. Strike one. Again, this Dodgers pitcher, he's really nailing everything he throws. New pitcher. This is his rookie year here in the Twilight League. Was on the team not too long ago. Believe it was actually just last week they announced he had joined. And an 0-2 count with another strike. Here's the 0-2. That one low and in the dirt. Ball number one. And just trying to get out of this half inning. Pitch on the way. That'll be strike three. He gets him looking. This brings up Jared Flommer. And Flommer here in the second with two away and a runner on first. And the pitch, swung on and missed, strike number one. And the 0-1, swung on, chopped down to third base. They'll flip it to second, and they get the out. So there's the 6-4 to end the inning. And that puts away the top half of the second. We're through one and a half. It's 2-0 Dodgers. And getting set here for the bottom half of the second inning, a 2-0 lead, Nate Rossi stepping up to the plate. And it'll be Nate Rossi doing the catching tonight. Ended last inning with one hit, one walk, two runs, none left on base. Here's the pitch, and that one fouled back, strike one. And here comes the 0-1. That will get away from him, ball one. Just inside and low. Here's the bottom of the second. And that one doesn't even make it to the plate, hits the dirt. And a 2-1. It's a 2-1 count. They've put up two strikes. Here's the one. And that one checks his swing. And they said he went. And actually, that was a strikeout. Apparently, that last pitch was called a strike. So here's the K. And Dan Sullivan batting, number three. And the pitch. That one will fall in the dirt and get away from him. So 1-0 count. And Ricky Brown standing on deck. And the 1-0. Just a little bit high. They'll call that ball number two. Two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0. Low and in the dirt. Ball three. And possibly another walk here. Pitcher had a tough time back in the first inning. Threw a few wild pitches. So far he just can't dial it in. He does it for that one. Down the middle, strike one. And here comes the 3-1. Foul back. Should be strike two. So a 3-2 count. And the windup. And the 3-2 pitch on the way. Chops it. Ground ball. It'll be picked up. Throw. Not going to be on time. And an easy single for Dan Sullivan. This will bring up Ricky Brown with a runner on and one away. So another hit here for the Dodgers. Brown. He'll be followed by Nico Spooches. Nico Spooches, brother of Chris. Chris, who's the owner and coach of the team. The pitch to Brown, and he chops it down the first baseline. Throw to second for one, and the throw to first for two. They turn to on a beautiful catch. And the double play. We'll be right back with the top half of the third. It's still 2-0. And the start of the third inning here. This brings up Dante Maddock. He's number 16 tonight, playing in right field. Bats to start the third. Bottom three of the batting rotation. It'll be Maddock, then Magulis and Vigiloni. So getting set, 2-0 lead. The Dodgers out ahead. And the pitch. Called strike one. And a good way to start the third inning. Remember, last time the Dodgers were here, they lost 5-4 to the Pirates, blew a 4-0 lead. And time is called. They'll be set back to start. Dodgers looking for that first win of the season. And the pitch on the way. Called ball one. Comes the 1-0. Hit through the gap in first and second. Throw from right field. He'll be safe. And a single to start the third. That will bring up Nick Magulis. Top of the third and a single to open things up. Angels, and don't forget, next game coming up will be between the runner-up Bristol Knights and the Southington Aftershock. Pitch on the way. Low ball one. And the pickoff attempt, and he got him! And a pickoff at first. That might have been the first time I've seen a pickoff work here in the Twilight League. And he is not happy about it. So a pickoff there with a 1-0 count. 1-0 pitch on the way. That will be called a strike. So 1-1 count. He's looking to try and get his second strikeout of the game. First one came against Tom Meucci. 1-1. Checks his swing. First base umpire says he went. Strike two. He's got him on a check swing. Pitch on the way. High pop-up. That will hit the roof. No, it'll actually just fall in that top deck. 2-0 lead, top of the third. A 2-2 count. One away here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Got him! Strike three gets him looking. So he K's him looking. And that will bring up Vigiloni. And he's looking to try and pull off the 1-2-3 inning. Saw that back in the first. Pitch on the way. Up high, ball one. Two away here, top of the third. Another inning, and we'll be about halfway through today's game, or at least game one. Called strike one, and now a 1-1 pitch. Or now a 1-1 count, sorry. So the day game and then the night game coming up. There will be two day games tomorrow, strike two. Got him to look at that one. And then a night game tomorrow after the two day games. And the 1-2, ball one, low in the dirt, right around the plate. 2-2 count. And he's looking for that payoff pitch to end the top half of the third. Dodgers with a comfortable lead. They've got some breathing room on them. Pitch on the way. Inside, ball number three. He's got to turn that elbow in to avoid getting hit. That one going 73 miles an hour. And some of these pitchers can throw pretty hard. Pitch on the way. Low, ball four. He walks him. There's just the second walk that he's thrown today. Now batting is Kyle Maglio. He's 0-0 as he walked to first base last time up. Runner on first here. Last time there was a runner on first, we saw a good pickoff. That one outside. Ball number one. At around waist height. So it would have been in the zone if he just brought it in a little closer. 1-0 count here. And here's another pickoff. Did he get him? No, he's safe. But close. Comes the 1-0. Outside, ball two. It's a 2-0 count here. Runner on first, two away. Two-oh pitch. Cracks it, going to right. They'll call it off. He makes the grab, puts it away. We are through 2.5 innings here at Dunkin' Donuts Park. It's 2-0 Dodgers. And here we go, getting set to start the bottom half of the third. Nico Spooches will lead things off. And now Spooches settles in. And the 0-0 pitch. Hits him! And that will be the second batter hit. Span of about three innings. And just not what he needed. Nico Piscopo now. Last time he was up, he was also hit by a pitch. Stole second and third right after that. Pitch on the way. Inside, gets away from him, and Spooches will steal second standing up. And nobody out. A runner on second and a 1-0 count. Again, last time he was up, hit by a pitch. Came across as one of the two runs. Later, Brendan Pierce would score. This also means next on deck, Kez Douglas. Hit one deep into left. That was hauled in by the left fielder. The 1-0 on the way. Low, and it gets away, and another stolen base. Standing up again into third. And back-to-back wild pitches. And he does not seem to have any control here. Just not the way they wanted to start off this inning. Here's the 2-0 to Piscopo. Down the middle, strike one. So he finally dials it in. Now getting set. Here comes the 2-1. Called strike two. And it's an even count now for Piscopo with a runner 90 feet from home. A situation they were in back in the first. Dodgers looking to strike again. Pitch on the way. That will be a wild pitch. Oh, and Spooches nearly goes for it. But a full count here. He holds as it didn't really get too far away from him, but he almost went for it. And getting set. And the 3-2 pitch on the way. Ball four, they'll walk him. So he gets a free pass to first again, and Kez Douglas now stands in the batter's box. Last time up, flew out to deep left field. So he's 0 for 1 today. He's going to try and go 1 for 2. Needs a big rip out into the outfield. Score 1, maybe 2, and put them ahead by 4 at the most. Pitch on the way. Again, in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Nobody goes. But ball 1. Now 1-0 count here. Dodgers, again, in a comfortable lead here in the bottom half of the third inning. Here's the pickoff attempt. Not even a big lead out on first by Piscopo, so not big enough to give the pitcher a chance to make the pickoff work. Nearly 7 o'clock here Eastern time. One oh on the way to Douglas. Almost goes, but it'll be ball two outside. So with the 2-0 count, that one just away from him. Douglas nearly swung at it. This season, it'll be a shortened season. I believe the goal is around 15 to 16 games for each team this year. So definitely a shorter season. And a swing and a miss. And oh, he hacked at it. And nearly falls right after. But it'll be a shortened season. I believe the destination for the playoffs will be the same. Muzzy Field for the last few rounds of the playoffs. All 10 teams will make it. Be a winner's bracket and a loser's bracket. As it'll be double elimination just like last year. And time called. Ken Dodgers looking for that all-important first win, and if they're going to play 15 games, it's going to be really hard to make up ground. Remember, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th place do not get to play double elimination, as that one is ripped towards the shortstop. He gets it, throws to second for one. First for two, they turn the double play, but nobody was out, so Spooches will score. But the double play... And that went 6-4-3. But a run will score, and Brendan Pierce will come to the plate. It's 3-0 Dodgers. Douglas able to score on that one. Just trying to get into the fourth inning, up by 3. Pitch on the way. It's a high fly ball fouled behind the netting. It will fall. Just in the stands. So an 0-1 count for Pierce. Last time he was up, he was walked. came around all the way to score on the big RBI double. Hound fouled again, back into the screen. And an 0-2 count. And now the payoff pitch. It'll be a wild pitch as it bounces off the dirt and gets away from him. The sun appears to have gone behind the clouds, or at least set enough that it's not really shining on the rest of the field. 1-2 on the way. Swung on. It's a foul tip off the back of the catcher. So still a 1-2 count, two away, bottom half of the third, 3-0. And a 1-2 payoff pitch, swung on and missed, strike number three, he gets him swinging, and that puts away the third inning. We're through three in this game, and it's 3-0 Dodgers. And getting set here for the top half of the fourth, and this should be about midway through the game, batting is number three, Carter Marshall. Last time up, hit into a fielder's choice. He got to first base. Then Scott Kelleher, who will be batting next, hit into a double play, which ended the first inning, or ended the first half of the first inning. And getting set for the opening pitch of the inning. Inside ball number one. And what a night this has been for the Dodgers. A good start, 3-0, but still another half of this game to go. Kind of wonder if they can hold on to it. 1-0. High pop-up. Getting under it. And he makes the play at first base. So with the play at first, that's one away with Scott Kelleher. Last time up, batted into a double play. That was right to the pitcher. That was a phenomenal play. Hit it right back up to the pitcher. Pitcher had some fast reflexes. Caught it, threw to first, and got the double play. Swung on and missed. Strike number one to start for Kelleher. A 3-0 lead, top of the fourth. Pitch on the way. Fouled back into the netting. Strike two. And up next will be Mike Dean. A good job out on the hill for the Dodgers tonight. And the 0-2 cracked foul. I'll go on to the roof. Still an 0-2 count, one away. And the 0-2. Caught it. But ball one. Sounds just high and inside. One, two on the way. Swings at it. Foul ball into the seats. So the 1-2 count, one away. And the 1-2 on the way. High pop up. First baseman again under it makes the play. And that brings up Mike Dean. Last time he was up, hit it to the pitcher and threw out over at first. Kind of 1-3 ground ball. And possibly a 3-up, 3-down inning here. Both outs made by the first baseman. That will be ball one. And that will be called strike one in a 1-1 count. Two away, top of the fourth, about midway through this game. At least the day game. That one is smashed, but it'll be foul. So a 1-2 count. So the 1-2 count. One, two. That'll be a high fly ball going in. Shallow right center. Right fielder gets under it. And that will put away another half inning. We are through 3.5. It's 3-0 Dodgers. And starting the bottom half of the fourth inning for the Dodgers, it's going to be Vinny DeRubis, or DeRubis. And getting set here, bottom four. And the 0-0 pitch on the way. Up high, off the catcher. It'll first bounce in the dirt before it gets anywhere. It'll bounce in the dirt before it even gets to the plate. And the 1-0 called strike one. And again, the 7-inning games here tonight. 2-0 pitch, checks his swing. They say he didn't go, ball three. Here's the pitch. Inside. I know the count was 2-1. Now it's 3-1. And here's the 3-1 pitch. And that is smoked. It is off the wall. In left center, he is going to get standing up in with a double. And what a play to start. And that was ripped. All the way to the wall near the 392 marker. And here comes Zach Sager with a runner on second and nobody out. And it looks like they're going to call a meeting on the mound. We'll be right back. It's 3-0 Dodgers over the Angels, bottom of the fourth. So number 11 now coming into pitch for the Elmer's Angels. A new pitcher, the old pitcher, makes it through about 3 1/3. And so three innings with, I don't believe, any strikeouts. I mean, actually records two. Two strikeouts, two walks, and the hits batsmen are many. He hits two and allows three runs, all of them earned. And that is how his night will end. That was, I believe, number 15.
Seems like you're every now and then.
And so after going three full innings, winds up with three earned runs, two hit batsmen, two walks, and two strikeouts. Here's Zach Sager to start. Last time he came to the plate, he had a sack fly into center field, which did indeed score a run, I believe. Here's the pitch. That one high and away, ball number one to start. Number 11 with his first pitch, throwing a ball. 1-0 on the way. Again, away and outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out, a runner 180 feet from home. The 2-0, up high, ball three, and not a good start here. The Angels just need something here. With Sager at the plate, 3-0 pitch on the way. Called strike number one. That one finds its way into the zone. Dodgers Network, first game of the Dodgers season, first game of the overall season tonight. That one is ripped again towards center. It will be hauled in at center. Runner will tag for third, and he will get there. So the runner tags up to third. And again, rips it to center to advance a runner. This brings up Jordan English. So with one away here and a runner on third, last time English was at the plate, hit a fielder's choice, ended the inning. Pitch on the way, pops one, and it's skied into shallow right field. He will get under it with a diving catch. Runner tags to home. The throw to the plate is high into the netting. And with the sacrifice fly into right field, a run will score. And Jordan English getting an RBI here, as up comes Nate Rossi, the catcher. So the run scored, and it all started because of a Vinny DeRubis double. That's a huge double to get the inning started. Pitch on the way, called strike number one, and a 4-0 lead as they add another insurance run. They've got quite some padding on that lead and a nice amount of breathing room. Pitch on the way. Skied high. That will land in the seats. And getting set. Oh, one on the way. Oh, went behind him. Two away here. And off the 1-0 pitch, it's now a 2-0 count. Or a 2-1 count. 2-1 on the way. That one goes for ball three. And the the 3-1. That will be ball four, and he walks him. That will put Sager on first, or sorry, Rossi on first. This brings up Sullivan. Dan Sullivan, last time he was up, hit a single. Guy after him, Ricky Brown, hit into a double play. That one's going to be hit right field, moving to get under it. It will fall for a base hit. A runner will move towards third, and a good single. So a solid single by Dan Sullivan. This brings up Ricky Brown. And we have runners on the corners here with two away. 4-0 lead. Brown last time up hit into a double play. Settling in. The 0-0 pitch. Runner goes for second. Gets a piece of it, and it's fouled back into the screen. That one outside, ball one, the 1-1 count. Remember, following game, starting maybe around 8:30, so about an hour from now, be the Bristol Knights, runners up for the championship. They will be taking on the Southington Aftershock. Pitch, oh, and it bounces off Brown, and another hit batter tonight. Another hit batsman, and here comes Spooch's. Last time he was up, it was the bottom of the third. He was also hit by a pitch, stole second and third. So the bases are loaded, and it looks like a pinch runner will be coming on. That will be Jordan English coming on to run out at first. So Brown, this happened a lot last season. Brown was used to get on base, did not run. Here comes Nico Spooch's. Here comes the 2-1, or sorry, the 0-0, called strike one. The count still up on the scoreboard. So strike number one to Spooch's. 0-1 on the way, fouls it into the screen, strike two. So an 0-2 count for Spooch's here. Bases loaded, two away. And here comes the payoff pitch. Hit through the gap. One is going to come around to score. Here comes two. That will score two. The throw gets away, but no one will move. And an RBI single. So two more will score, and it's 6-0 with Nico Piscopo at the plate. Two on, two out, and a 6-0 lead. Four away from a mercy. Throw for the pickoff, they got him, and a pickoff at second base puts it away. So, we're through four. There's three innings to go. It's 6-0. And it looks like we've got a new pitcher on the hill for the Dodgers. So, we've got a new arm. It'll be number 31. He's got his final two warm-up pitches here. And it will be Mark Cummings to open things up. Last time up, hit a single. And we're here to get started. It's number 35 out on the hill. And I won't say who that is. I believe it's Anthony Pierce. So I believe Anthony Pierce out on the hill for the Dodgers. Dodgers up six here. Ball one in the dirt. And a beautiful game here. Beautiful evening. 1-0 pitch on the way. And it's lined down towards third base. Oh, and it got him. And he's hurt. He got a piece of it off him. And they're going to say that was just a foul. And he is limping his way across home plate. He might be hurt. Going to be a 1-1 count now settling in. Looks like he hit it off part of his leg. 1-1 on the way. That one's going to be lined into right. It's going to fall for base hit and another single. It's the second of the game. Top of the fifth inning. Second of the afternoon for him, or second of the evening. Tom Meucci, last time he was at the plate, he struck out. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, strike one. A 6-0 lead. Dodgers in control firmly here. Oh, one on the way. That'll be strike number two, and that was low, but they'll call it strike two. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, and they sit him down. This inning turning out just like the second. A single, a strikeout, as Jared Flommer comes to the plate. A runner on. Now and fouled into the screen, strike number one. Looking for back-to-back strikeouts, something we haven't seen tonight. And the 0-1 on the way. Called strike two, and he's got him on back-to-back pitches. One away from the second out of the inning. Runner taking a lead at first. Lined through the gap between second and third, and another single. That'll be two on with one away, and that brings up Dante Maddock playing right field. He got a single, was picked off at first. Two pickoff attempts have actually worked today. Time being called by the catcher. He will settle back into his position. The last pitcher for the Dodgers went four innings, allowed no runs. Pitch on the way. Strike number one. Gets him on that first one. And that one will be swung on and missed. Strike two. He's looking for the second out. Again, an 0-2 count. Again, last time up, singled, was picked off at first. Nick Magulis will be batting next. He struck out. And then Jason Vigiloni batting last. That one inside, almost got him. He will be batting last. He walked his last time up. That was in the third inning. Last inning was 1-2-3. That was with Carter Marshall, Scott Kelleher, and Mike Dean. Strike three. Got him looking. And he sits him down. Two outs, two on. With Nick Magulis at the plate. Magulis chops it down the third base. Throws to first. They got him. That'll go 5-3 for the out. That puts away the side. We're through 4.5. It's 6-0 Weathersfield. And getting started with the bottom half of the fifth inning. And they'll be starting with Nico Spooches. Oh, I think this is Christian Spooches standing in. Pitch on the way. And he rips it. He'll be out in center field. One away. That was Christian Spooches up there. At least I think. I'm not sure who that was. That one. And he beans him again. Another player hit. Here is Lesak. And we do have subs in quite a lot of them. So these are indeed different players. Perez will be batting next. That'll be ball number one. And the pickoff, he'll be safe. Lesak here. The 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Up high for a ball. And the 2-0, up high again, ball three. It's number 42 here. Called strike one. So Luskak. Pitch on the way. Ball four, he will be walked. Here comes Perez. 24. Batting next will be Piscopo. He'll be batting as coming in. Late here, I guess. Right behind him. Runners will steal off that one. That last pitch just got away. Piscopo and Douglas still in it, so1-0 on the way. Low in the dirt. Ball number two. It's only one away. There is a chance the Dodgers are able to put this one away. A 3-0 count. Chance to put this one away early. Another four runs makes the mercy rule. 3-0 on the way. Watches it, and he walks him. So there's another walk. Piscopo batting. And Douglas will be batting next in the fifth here. Kez Douglas coming to the plate. That one fouled back. So an 0-1 count here for Piscopo. The 0-1 on the way. Cracks down the first baseline. Throws to second. It's in time. First, not in time, but a run will score. So that'll be a fielder's choice for Piscopo. Here comes Kez Douglas. Here's Douglas, and he smokes one going deep right field. It will be, oh, he dropped it. It went off the glove. One scores, rounding third. Here comes Piscopo to score. Stopping in at third is Kez Douglas, and a big RBI triple. So two more runs will score. It's 9-0, and Pierce batting for Rossi. So Rossi coming out for Brendan Pierce, a 9-0 lead. Big triple. And it looked like he was going to be out in right field. Maybe the right fielder lost it in the sun, as it is still out there a little bit. He just lost it, rolled towards the wall along the bullpen, rolled pretty much into center field. Big play. That one is drilled down the third baseline, foul. So now, the 0-2 count for Pierce. And it gets away from him. Douglas will hold it third off the wild pitch. And a 1-2 count. And that one is drilled, and the 10th run will come to score. So they would have to have last outs for Elmers here in the 5th, but a 4-run inning, it's 10-0. This brings up not Dan Sullivan. This will bring up DeRubis. So he will come in the 5th for Sullivan. Looking for that out to bring an end to this game. throws, and it's strike one. Big night tonight here for the Dodgers. 0-1 on the way. That one fouled down the third baseline. Strike number two. I think they're maybe just looking to get out of this fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. He K's him. So we are through with five innings. We go to the top of the sixth, 10-0. And getting started here with the sixth. And it leads off with Jason Vigiloni. Number 18. 10-0 lead, top of the sixth. If I do remember correctly, there is a mercy rule for around 10 runs. So here's the pitch. Got him for strike one. So they called, he looked at it. The 0-1 on the way. Called strike two. And the 0-2 swung on and missed. They K him. Good way to start the inning for the Dodgers. Coming up now, looks like Kyle Maglio. Brendan Pierce doing the pitching here for the sixth inning. With Maglio at the plate. So Pierce on the hill. Swung on and missed, and he really got him to chase it, that one. One strike. And he chops that one down the third baseline. Foul. So two strikes, no balls here. And the 0-2 will be low and away in the dirt. Ball number one. That'll be 2-2. Is that one high and away? And up high for ball three, and Pierce not able to dial it in here for the final strike for this second out. Not one away from K-ing another batter. 3-2, the full count. Gets away from him, and he walks him. So a walk to start. So a walk to open it up, and Carter Marshall batting. One on, one away. Here's the pitch. Got him, strike one. Called strike one. Not a lot of these have been swung at here. Dodgers lucky to have played as well as they have today. Not what anyone was expecting. Runner takes off for second. They'll let him get there. It's that one high for ball one. And a stolen base. And off of last year playing in the bottom four in the standings, playing the single elimination bracket up, or starting in the loser's bracket, so technically starting with one loss. Lost that first game to Willebrew and got taken out of the playoffs. Willebrew, also a team that left the Twilight League. They are no longer in the league. Them and the Singing Surgeons no longer a part of the Twilight League. 2-1 as that pitch is away and low. Top half of the sixth, looking for those final two outs. With a runner 180 feet from home, this close to scoring, Pierce. Ball three is that one outside. And Pierce started this inning off strong with a strikeout to Vigiloni. And now, with a 3-1 count, he's trying to avoid getting a second straight walk. 3-1 pitch on the way. And they'll call it a strike. And Carter Marshall was about to take off for first, and now we have a full count. Rather confident Carter Marshall, ready to take off. Our next game starting in around a half hour, maybe 40 minutes. And that one skied into the net. So you'll be hearing this game right after it ends, as we're on the... It's not recorded live. Well, it is recorded here live, but it will air immediately following the conclusion of this game, so game two will be well underway by the time you're hearing this. And here comes the payoff pitch from Pierce. Walks him. Two straight walks, and Pierce not having it here with Scott Kelleher at the plate. A chance for a double play, however, unless both runners steal. And he gets a piece of it. High pop-up. Foul territory. He gets under it. Oh, and it bounces off the glove. Ricky Brown and Brendan Pierce went for it at the same time. And it bounces in between the gloves. Still strike one, but a chance to be one out closer to a win tonight. And it gets shut down here. But one strike. Scott Kelleher, last time he was up, popped out to first base. And the first time he was up, hit into a double play. So not his night tonight. Double play and a pop out. Swung on and missed strike two. And Brendan Pierce is looking to try and strike him out. That would bring up Mike Dean. And Mike Dean potentially final at bat of the game. And waiting in their dugouts here. 10-0 lead for the Weathersfield Dodgers on the Elmers Angels. Pitch on the way. Popped. Foul territory. Should fall in the seats. And it does. They'll actually get onto the stairs. Good chance for that to roll all the way down. 0-2 count. One away. Two on. One in scoring position. Big night out from the Dodgers here and an excellent performance. Low in the dirt, ball one. And what has been an excellent performance here tonight. It's that one racking up about 91. He's really got some power behind these pitches. Here's the next one. Called 74 miles an hour, ball two. He's got speed. He's just not able to dial it in, especially in those big situations. Two balls, two strikes, one away, two on. One in scoring position. 180 feet from home plate. 2-2. Chopped foul. Right into the backstop before the dugout. Lights around the dugout area are on. Lights at the stadium, not quite. And here's the pitch. Ball number three, low and away. Throwing 91. He has got some gas. The full count, payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. He gets him. Runners at first and second, two away, and this brings up Mike Dean. Mike Dean at the plate, Mark Cummings on deck. One more, and the Dodgers, if I'm correct, Dodgers will lock up a game one win. Big chance here for Weathersfield with one strike on him. Lined up and the 0-1 from Pierce. 90 gets him to chase. Two strikes. One more is all they need. Does he have him here? Swung on and missed. Strike three. That'll be end of the inning, end of the game. Dodgers win it 10-0. A 10-0 shutout here in this one, and they will start with the 1-0 record. Signing off here from the Dodgers Cast Box Network, my name is James Clark. We'll see you in a little bit. Game two between the Bristol Knights and the Southington Aftershock. Once again, your final score, Dodgers 10, Angels 0.